USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is expected to present a series of executive actions on gun control Thursday, including directing his Justice Department to tighten regulations on purchases of so-called ghost guns. Ghost guns are like the IKEA of guns. Anyone can buy, build without a background check, and are unregistered. The chairman of the Augusta National Golf Course, Fred Ridley, discussed the new Georgia voting law Wednesday. "I don't think that my opinion on this legislation should shape the discussion," end quote. The Masters Tournament is today through Sunday with a purse of $11.5 million. Virginia lawmakers have approved Governor Randolph Northam's request to legalize the possession and growth of recreational marijuana starting July 1st, moving up the 2024 timeline. Virginia will be the first southern state and the 16th in the nation to legalize recreational marijuana. USA Radio News.
Woke culture. It's choking America. Erasing our history. Threatening our freedoms, our laws, and even our police. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the secret woke agenda and the hidden players behind this very dangerous movement. Watch Stinchfield tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV as he reveals the real dangers to you and your family. Everyone is talking about Stinchfield because each night he gives you the cold, hard truth you need to know. Newsmax is now America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, Vizio, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching. So find out about woke and its dangerous plans for America on Grant Stinchfield tonight. Just tune into Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
A Taliban spokesman claims insurgents targeted an airbase in southern Afghanistan. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Taliban spokesman claimed the attack at the Kandahar airfield was targeted with multiple missiles, causing heavy human and material losses. Not so, says Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
There were no casualties, no damage, and in fact, preliminary indications are that these rounds didn't even fall inside the perimeter of the airfield.
The Taliban appeared to be pushing the Biden administration to make good on a promise to pull all U.S. troops out of Afghanistan by May 1st. DOD spokesman John Kirby says the attack hurts the chance for peace.
Clearly, as I said, we condemn the attack, and we believe that this decision to provoke even more violence remains disruptive to what we believe is an opportunity for peace.
Five people, including two children, were killed in a shooting in York County, North Carolina, Wednesday afternoon. Dr. Robert Leslie, his wife Barbara, along with two grandchildren, ages 9 and 5, and a man working at the home, were murdered. A suspect was caught at a nearby home. USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
As the border crisis continues to deteriorate, sexual assault claims are being made at a children's holding facility in Texas. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is calling on the Biden administration to shut down a facility holding migrant children in San Antonio after state authorities received a number of complaints about conditions inside. The allegations include sexual assault, underfeeding the children housed at the facility at Freeman Coliseum, and those who have tested positive for COVID not being separated from others. Governor Abbott says the children in the facility need to be moved to better-equipped federally-run facilities.
The administration failed to plan for the influx of children that they invited to come. Now they face allegations of despicable child abuse and neglect. This must end. The Biden administration must act now. This facility should shut down immediately.
Abbott says the Texas Rangers are investigating the allegations.
Neither President Biden nor Vice President Kamala Harris is scheduled to intervene at the border crisis Thursday. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will visit two Texas border towns today. All of the nation's school kids should be back in the classrooms by the fall, the head of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention said Wednesday. September 2021 is their target for brick-and-mortar schools and children to reunite. It's being reported 80% of teachers in America have been vaccinated with at least one shot of the vaccine. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.